Yeah, well, I'm delighted to be appointed to the role of opposition spokesperson in agriculture and marine by Micheál Martin. And I'm looking very much forward to getting stuck into the issues. Coming from a farming background myself, I'm very much aware of the importance of the agricultural industry to the country as well as to my own county, and also indeed of the fishing industry to County Donegal. And there's some very significant issues which need to be tackled and need action. And the biggest issue, I think, at the moment in relation to agriculture is the pressure on farming prices and ensuring that farmers actually can get a fair price for their produce. And that's absolutely crucial in terms of being able to sustain family farms and in terms of being able to ensure that there is sustainable and quality produce on an ongoing basis being produced by our country. And that's something that I will certainly be prioritising. I think another key issue is that of ensuring that there's a reduction in terms of red tape, which is facing farmers, and that has been increasing significantly over recent years. And I think it's something which needs to be looked at. And definitely, as opposition spokesperson in agriculture and the marine, I will be putting pressure on in terms of trying to have that addressed. And also, I will look to be prioritising the fishing industry. I think it has come under immense pressure in recent years. It still is a significant part of the economy in Donegal, and I'll be looking to use my position as the opposition spokesperson responsible for it to try and ensure that the fishing industry is given the attention and indeed priority it deserves at national level.
As you leave your former brief of education behind, are you hoping that your successor will still address the ongoing education issues here in the county?
Yeah, Thomas Bourne has now been appointed as the opposition spokesperson on education for Fianna Fáil, and I've no doubt he will continue to push those issues, and indeed I will continue to work alongside them. I have done much campaigning in recent years in relation to the need to reduce class sizes and need to properly fund our schools to ensure that smaller schools in particular are not attacked, and also to ensure that at second level there is sufficient resources given to schools, and particularly in relation, for example, recently to the issue of guidance counselling, restoring those in full at second level schools. But I will work with him. Education is a key issue, and it will continue to be a very important one for me, and I will continue to try and push for progress on the many issues which I sought to achieve progress on while spokesperson. I will continue to do that now as a TD for Donegal, working with the Thomas Bourne, who will be the new spokesperson for our party in education.